This conference is being recorded.
And I'm sure it must have been a really magical time for you, you know, living in the mansion and everything. And I'm sure it was a really, like, strange adjustment, and there was a kind of a big leap of faith when you left your previous life behind. So what I really wanted to know at the beginning was just what's the most exciting thing that's happened to you so far as a consequence of having kind of, you know, branched out on your own?
Well, I mean, definitely doing this Travel Channel show and having this opportunity with them not only has been the coolest opportunity, but made it possible for me to branch out on my own. I've been at the mansion for 7 years, and when this opportunity came up and everybody was supportive and I knew it was going to be a go, I knew that that was kind of the beginning of the end for me of my life at the mansion. Nothing to do with my feelings towards Hef or the other girls, but I just knew that it was, I was looking for an opportunity that would branch me out on my own, and so this has been the most exciting thing to come along, and honestly, I have given 110% to it, and I haven't been doing anything since, because my whole life has been devoted to traveling around for the last 7 months, even prior to moving out of the mansion, coming home between trips and packing really quick, putting everything in storage, and continuing to travel. So it's really all I've been doing for the last 7 months and since I've been out of the mansion.
Wow, okay. So what's been the most, like, challenging part of the transition that you've made?
What's that?
What's been the most challenging part of the transition that you've made?
You know what? I feel like I haven't even made the transition yet. I guess for me, all that's happened so far is getting everything into my whole family rally together, my parents, some friends, and they all came to the mansion and helped me, and the butlers, they all helped me pack and take everything to storage. And so that's been the most challenging part, is trying to get all my stuff packed up and into storage. Other than that, I haven't even really realized that I've moved out yet, because I'm homeless still, in a funny way, because I've been traveling so much that I haven't had to find a house yet. I've been looking. Even before I left the mansion, I was looking for, like, a condo or a cute little house in the valley or something, but I've been traveling so much, I haven't really had a chance to look when I've been home, just online, and so I've been living hotel to hotel, or if there's a few days open while I'm in L.A., I stay at friends' house, so it hasn't really occurred to me that I'm not living at the mansion anymore. That's still my physical address. I still go there and get all my my mail and say hi to Mary and the butlers and security and everyone. I feel like they're my big extended family. So the adjustment and the transition hasn't officially hit me yet, because I don't have another place that I call home yet.
Right, right. So how is it doing, like, living out of suitcases? Does that drive you crazy? It drives me totally nuts.
Really? I love it. I love staying.
Oh, really?
I love staying in hotels. And, I mean, repacking the suitcases gets a little bit old, and lugging them around everywhere gets a little bit hard. And I feel like I've been wearing the same clothes over and over again, just rewashing and repacking the same stuff, because most of my stuff is in storage for, like, the last 4 or 5 months now. But other than that, I really like it. I've just been buying a few new things along the way and taking from wardrobe.
Oh, that's cool. So, given that you've, like, you know, left a mansion, well, you know, theoretically left a mansion and everything, what is your perception of the fan response been to that? Like, has there been kind of an outpouring of support? Have people been asking you a lot of questions? How has that been for you?
About leaving the mansion, or?
Yeah.
No, everyone's been really supportive. There's the fan base about Girls Next Door is sad that whole, they feel like it's the end of an era, and they're really sad about that. But as far as the most part, I've been really supported and encouraged, and people are really happy for me that I have this opportunity, and they've been supportive of the show, and a lot of the Girls Next Door fans are watching and happy for it. And it's funny, because everywhere I used to go, I mean, Girls Next Door is syndicated in, like, 170 countries or something ridiculous like that. Everywhere I go, I'm recognized. Even, I mean, Thailand and you know, Australia and just everywhere, even Costa Rica, especially Costa Rica. In fact, Costa Rica, every time I was in my hotel room, Girls Next Door was on. It was weird. It was like they run marathons of it constantly. And everyone used to know me as the girl from the mansion, one of the Playboy girls, a girl next door, whatever. But now I'm finding that everywhere I go, people are coming up to me going, oh, are you doing that Beaches show? Oh, I'm so excited for your Beaches show. I love your Beaches show. Even when I got to, I checked in, I'm staying at the Beverly Wilshire right now for the upfronts today, and when I walked into the hotel, this guy in a business suit and everything goes, Bridget, Bridget, and I turned around and I thought, what, what? And the lady was escorting me to my room, and he goes, oh my God, I just wanted to let you know, big fan of your new Beaches show, big fan. Wasn't a big fan of Girls Next Door, wasn't really my thing, but I love your Beaches show. And
that's
like people
awesome.
Are starting to come up to me and not even bringing up Girls Next Door or the mansion or any of that, and just saying, are you here shooting your Beaches show? I love your Beaches show. I love your Travel Channel show. I love, and now I feel like I'm starting to like get to be known for the Beaches show and the Travel Channel and not just Playboy and Girls Next Door, which is really exciting for me because it's more personal and individual.
Yeah, that's really cool. And I think that's a really positive indication that obviously, you know, people are ready for you to make that transition and they're accepting it, and you're really going to make a name for yourself, which is really great.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I mean, I'm pushing that way and I'm giving it all I've got, and it's really exciting for me. And I think part of the reason, too, is from the start of Girls Next Door, I always said that this is what I wanted to do. Right from the very beginning, even before we started Girls Next Door, I was taking classes, and I had a master's degree in communications, and then I was taking broadcast journalism classes at UCLA through the extension program. And when Girls Next Door started, and press or, you know, whoever would ask, well, so where do you see yourself in 5 years? Where do you want this to lead? I'd always say, I really want to host my own show, something travel-related or something spooky-related. And everybody like, oh, cool, whatever, you know. But here I am, it's like not even 5 years later, and I'm doing it. And I put that out there kind of during the whole show. Anytime we do interviews, and they'd be like, where do you want to go? What are your ambitions? You know, tell us about school. Why was it upsetting for you to miss that test? Like that kind of thing. Like in Girls Next Door interviews, I always talked about how career was so important to me and how school was so important to me and how I really wanted to host my own show. So I feel like the fans, it was kind of a good arc for me because the fans kind of went through all of that with me, and now they actually see it come to fruition.
Well, that's very cool and very inspiring because it reminds people that they can actually, you know, live out their dreams and do what they really want to do.
Oh, that's my number one thing I tell people. I don't get a chance to go and speak very often, but I did get to go a chance to go speak at the University of Pittsburgh, and I just kind of told them that, you know, education is so important because it allows you to be able to follow your dreams. Even if what you went to school for isn't exactly what you want to do or what you end up doing, you always have that to fall back on. It's something nobody can take away from you. So just follow your dreams. Get your education and then follow your dreams.
Yeah, definitely. So I know that you used to have a regular spot. Was it on Sirius FM?
Yeah, I did. Playboy Radio 198. I had a live radio show every Friday, a morning show, and it was so much fun. I really enjoy doing radio, but due to my schedule now, I'm not able to do it anymore.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
They still talk to me, and they're like, anytime you want to come back, like when your schedule frees up and you want to come back and you want to do a show, we'd love to have you. It can be about anything you want. Just we'd love to have you back. So,
That's awesome.
It was kind of about like the lifestyle and what was going on at the mansion all week, the different parties, and even what we were having, what Hef was serving for dinners and what movies we were watching and that kind of thing. But if I went back, we could come up with a whole new format. It would be kind of fun.
That's awesome. Okay, so tell me how Bridget's 60th Beaches came about. Was it your idea, or was it, you know, a whole lot of crazy late-night planning sessions with a bunch of people, or how did that come to fruition?
You know, I wish it was totally my idea. It was my ideal job to begin with, and like I said, I was putting it out there from the very beginning, but I didn't really have any way of making that come true other than just, you know, going to school and trying out different opportunities. But what happened was the executive producer of Girls Next Door, Kevin Burns, was doing some other shows for the Travel Channel. They weren't hosted shows. They were just like Food Paradise kind of things. And then they came to him and said, we really want to do a show about, you know, amazing beaches all over the world, and we want somebody kind of sexy to host it. And we were thinking maybe a playmate or something. And Kevin was like, well, what about Bridget? Because she'd be perfect, and that's really what she wants to do. And they were kind of like, well, doesn't she have her own? What about Girls Next Door? Can we can we get her? And he's like, well, I kind of have a pool with Girls Next Door. You know, he's the executive producer for it. So he set up the initial meetings, and we met, and we hit it off great. I met with Michael Klein and Charlie Parsons, and I thought they were great. And before they even left the mansion, I was already emailing them my ideas of places I thought we should go and things I thought we should do. And later they said that that's when they knew they had the right person, when I was emailing them all my ideas before they even walked out the door.
Yeah, that's fantastic. So have you just finished filming the first season?
We aren't completely done yet. We have done, there's 13 episodes, 12 original locations. We've completed 11 of them, and on Monday I leave for Morocco, which will be the final original location. Then I come back, and in studio, the 13th episode will be the best of.
Wow, okay, so have you been to 12 different countries while for each thing, or?
Well, not entirely different countries, but 12 different areas or regions. We did Southern California was our first one. Then we went to Spain and Croatia, and then Turks, Caicos, and Jamaica, Australia and Thailand, Florida and Mexico, Hawaii, and I just got back from Costa Rica, like, the other night, and Monday I leave for Morocco. And I think that's probably all 11 of them.
Wow, that's amazing. We only have about a minute left, just to let you know.
Okay.
Sorry.
That was,
like,
so fast. I'm like, really?
It's so fast. I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right, so my final question in that case is, as an amazing independent woman, what would be your advice to other women who are recently single and wanting to kind of strike out and do their own thing? What would you say to them?
Oh, that the sky is the limit, and you just have to set your mind to it and know what you want and love what you do. Like, think of what you would enjoy doing every single day, and that it wouldn't necessarily feel like work. I mean, anytime you do something and it's your career, there's times where it's going to be stressful or if it's going to be work, but do something that you love so much that every day doesn't feel like work. And follow your dreams. The sky really is the limit. And if it means going and taking a few classes or doing a few things for free or at a low end to get your foot in the door, just go for it and do it.
That's fantastic advice. All right, well, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you. Please stand by.